keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Tyler with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, hopes for an early diagnosis of ovarian cancer have been raised after scientists at the University of Queensland have developed a blood test with 94% accuracy. The test picks up microscopic bubbles that are released by cancer cells and detects the disease before women begin to feel sick. The treatment is being prepared currently for clinical trials.
Commercial fishing operators and local authorities are lobbying the state government to overhaul shark control measures as professional anglers warn their livelihoods are in danger. Research and shark control data shows that the number of bull sharks, one of the most aggressive species of shark in the world, is rapidly increasing along the Queensland coast. Fisheries Queensland is identifying suitable mitigation methods to reduce shark depredation.
In national news, the Australian Taxation Office has commenced court action to collect an $8 million debt owing to it by the Brindabella Christian College in Canberra. The ATO is seeking orders from the court that the college be wound up, while the ACT Education Minister has issued a no-cause notice to the school proposing further regulatory action. A hearing date in the federal court has been set down for next month.
A nurse strike planned to take place today in Sydney has been cancelled. Nurses and midwives across six hospitals were set to walk off the job today, protesting long wait times in emergency rooms. The Fair Work Commission has at 7 a.m. this morning has said that strikes cannot proceed.
In international news, the Indonesian government is implementing widespread budget cuts, affecting travel, office supplies and electricity usage for civil servants in the country's ministries and agencies. The cuts have sparked nationwide student protests under the Dark Indonesia movement, with demonstrators opposing the reallocation of education and health funds. The students said that they will continue to fight and demand answers from the government.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
The A&R department is a fully resourced music professional development.